وعلي خاصة. That you are the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you are the ummahatul mu'mineen. You have a special right over the believers and an even more special right over me. I am supposed to listen to you. Walakin, but today, ataytuma turaghibanni fid dunya. You have come to me to invite me towards this world. O Aisha, tell me, O Ummul Mumineen, tell me. Wasn't there a day in the life of my Nabi that he came into your home and he found that the food had been placed on a bench above the ground? And he said to you that remove that bench and place my food on the ground. I am a slave and I will eat like a slave. She says, yes, O Amirul Mumineen, this took place. Then he said, that tell me, أَمَا تَعْلَمِينَ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ شَبِعَ مِنْ خُبْزِ بُرٍ عَشَرَةَ أَيَّامٍ أو خَمْسَةَ أَيَّامٍ أو ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ أو جَمَعَ بَيْنَ غَدَاءٍ وَعَشَاءٍ حَتَّى لَحِقَ بِاللَّهِ. Was there 10 days, or 5 days, or 3 days, or even 1 day? Was there even 1 day in the life of my Nabi that he had sufficient food to eat to fill his stomach? Or was there even 1 day when there was enough food in the house for him to have 2 meals in 1 day? With tears in their eyes, they said, oh Umar, there wasn't 1 day like that even. Then he addressed his daughter and he said to her, that, oh my daughter, wasn't there an occasion in your home that that chadar or cloth which you all used to use as bedding, you all used to fold it one time over to sleep on it and then open it up in the daytime so it could form something to sit on in the home. One day you turned it double, and when my Nabi slept, he only woke up with the azan of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he asked you that, oh Hafsa, Athanaytil Mihad, did you turn the bedding over? She said, oh my beloved Nabi, in order to give you more comfort, I turned it one time more. He said, oh Hafsa, why have you come between me and my Allah? Mali walid dunya, what is there for me in this world? Mali shagaltumuni bilin il firash. Why have you allowed the softness of this bedding to take me away from my Allah? I am a slave of my Allah, whose nights are spent crying in front of Allah. Then he asked her, oh Hafsa, oh my daughter, tell me, what was the best dish? What was the most delectable dish that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ate in your home? She says, there was the remains, the remnants of a can of ghee, the tilchat, the bottom section. I scraped this out and there was a hard piece of dry bread. I heated the ghee and poured it onto this dry piece of bread. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ate this with relish and he offered it to others around him. She says, oh my father, this was the best dish that he ever ate in my home. He turned to them and he said, أَمَا تَعْلَمِينَ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ كَانَ مَغْفُورًا لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ أَمْسَى جَائِعًا وَرَكَضَ سَاجِدًا وَلَمْ يَزَلْ رَاكِعًا وَسَاجِدًا وَبَاكِيًا وَمُتَضَرِّعًا حَتَّى لَحِقَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِرِضْوَانِهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ. He says, don't you know that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sinless? Yet his nights were spent in hunger. His nights were spent in sajda. His life was spent either in ruku or in sajda, or crying or humbling himself in front of Allah. Until Allah Ta'ala took him back. لا أكل عمر طيبا ولا لبس لينا. Umar will not eat good food. Umar will not wear soft clothes. Umar will eat meat once only a month. مثلي ومثل صاحبي كثلاثة سلكوا طريقا ف فأمضى الأول وقد تزود زادا فبلغ، ثم اتبعه الآخر فسلك طريقه فأفضى إليه، ثم اتبعه الثالث فإن لزم طريقهما ورضي بزادهما لحق بهما وكان معهما. Sahaba had in front of them the example of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How everything of this dunya was given for one maqsad, for one goal, for one direction. That Ya Allah give this ummah hidayat, Ya Allah give this ummah hidayat. Everything was given for this. He pushed himself and he turned their whole direction towards this. There was no sacrifice. There was no sacrifice that could have been given that he didn't give. And he pushed them into more and more. In Uhud, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the battle of Uhud, asked his companions that I don't see my uncle Hamza, where is he? Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was so close to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Abdul Muttalib, his grandfather, took a wife on the same day that he got his son Abdullah, the father of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, married. Hamza was born to Abdul Muttalib, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born to Abdullah. They were born at about the same time. They were uncle and nephew, but of the same age. Suwayba, the slave girl that gave milk to Hamza, also gave milk to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So uncle and nephew, friends, foster brothers also. They grew up together. So close was the bond between the two, that one day Abu Jahl takes his cloth and ties it around the neck of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he's in salah, and begins squeezing till he almost suffocates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then in front of everyone he insults him and begins beating him. Hamza, when he had gone hunting, when he returns in the evening, his slave girl says to him, Ya Aba Umara, O Hamza, if only you could see today the way your nephew was insulted and beaten by Abu Jahl. He becomes so incensed that he goes to Abu Jahl, who is sitting with other Quraysh, and he takes his sword and he strikes it on the helmet, on the head of Abu Jahl, till Abu Jahl is injured on his head. And he said, you dared to insult my nephew. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. I also bring iman upon him. So close they were. We can imagine what must have been the grief of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he comes upon the body of his uncle Hamza. His ears cut off, his nose cut off, his chest ripped open, his heart taken out, his liver taken out. His body was mutilated and desecrated. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he sees his uncle in this condition, Sahaba say, this is the first time they heard him crying with sound. He cried loudly with sound. They say they never heard him crying like this before. They say he cried so much that Jibreel was sent by Allah to console him, that we have written on our arsh, Hamzatu Asadullah wa Asadu Rasuli. Hamza is the lion of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say only then his crying dissipated a bit. That was a day of grief for Sahaba. 70 of the Ansar had been made shaheed. There wasn't a home in Medina that was not filled with grief. And it was well known that the architect of all this harm and destruction was none other than Khalid bin Walid, who saw the gap in the mountain pass, and it was his flank movement that caused all this harm. Yet Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made such an effort upon Sahaba that their mizaj, their temperament, their thinking, their goal, their direction had become hidayat. That insaniyat must be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannat. And this whole insaniyat must be introduced to Allah. And the qibla of the whole mankind must become Allah. That few years later, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes for Umratul Qadha, he meets Walid bin Walid, the brother of Khalid. Khalid, hearing that the Muslims are coming to Mecca, ran away from Mecca. Because he knew how much he was hated. That the homes of Ansar, 70 homes had been broken because of him. And the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been killed because of him. Yet when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to Mecca, he says to Walid bin Walid, "Where is Khalid?" He says, "He is not here, he has gone away." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Tell him that it surprises me that someone of his intelligence should be deprived of Islam. And tell him that if he comes into Islam, see how he will honor him." And he returns to Madinah Munawwara. When Khalid hears this message, then the darkness of zulmat and kufr in his heart breaks. And the inclination to accept Islam comes into his heart. Now he proceeds towards Madinah Munawwara. The news is reached in Madinah. The streets of Madinah are buzzing with the news that Khalid the warrior, who caused so much of harm and destruction and murder, is coming to accept Islam. Sa'ad bin Ma'az, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the leader of the Ansar, gathers them and gives them targheeb. Khalid bin Walid says, "As I approached Medina, my heart and mind was filled with doubts that what will be the reception? What will be the reaction? I had caused so much of harm and destruction to these people. How will they receive me?" He says, "As I entered the streets of Medina, the people started coming out of their homes from every direction. Men, women and children of Medina began rushing towards me from every direction. Their faces beaming with smiles. And from every direction one chorus, 'Marhaba, marhaba, marhaba, welcome O Khalid, welcome O Khalid, welcome O Khalid.' The widows of Medina, by their actions, were saying to me that, 'O Khalid, you may have killed my husband, you may have made me a widow, but the fikr for your akhirat and the fikr for your jannat is more in my heart than the loss of my husband.' And the children of Medina, those orphans, were saying to Khalid that, 'You may have killed our father, but your akhirat and your jannat is more important than the breaking of my home.' He says, 'I wished that the earth could have opened up and swallowed me inside. I could not face these people. Every other desire, every other jazba, every other zeal was taken out of the hearts of Sahaba. One zeal, one goal, one direction. The deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must come alive in this world. Insaniyat must be saved from Jahannam. For this, homes were broken. Bashir bin Aqraba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a youngster, he says, 'I was a young boy, I had lost my mother, and I came with my father to Medina Munawwara. My father's tashkil was made to go in the path of Allah.' He says, 'The day drew near for the Jamaat to return. I ran out of Medina, and I climbed onto the mountain, waiting, thinking to myself that I will receive my father before he enters Medina. He says, I saw legion upon legion, group upon group, contingent upon condition of the army of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the Jamaat of Sahaba passing by, and I could not see my father. I became more and more worried as each group passed. Finally, at the flank group, the last group, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was there. I had still not found my father. With a heavy heart, he says, I ran down the mountain towards Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, Mada Fa'ala Abi. O Nabi of Allah, what has happened to my father? He says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turned away. I ran from the second direction. Ya Rasulullah, Mada Fa'ala Abi. O Nabi of Allah, what has happened to my father? He says, he turned away. I ran from the third direction. Ya Rasulullah, Mada Fa'ala Abi. O Nabi of Allah, what has happened to my father? He says, then I saw the tears rolling down the cheeks of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I understood that now there was no one for me in the world. He says, فَأَجْهَشْتُ بِالْبُكَى. I grabbed hold of the kurta of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and I burst into tears. And today the same ummah is saying that where is this? Where is this that you must leave your home? And where is this that you must leave your family? And where in Quran and Hadith does it come that the women must be left at home alone with the children and the businesses must be left? What Shariat is this? What Quran is this? In which Hadith is this found? Where it is found, we don't look. And where it is not found, we are looking. Why? Because nafs na imante, our nafs doesn't accept it. The bunyad, the foundation of this ummah was based on the separation of families. Ibrahim alayhi salam, ordered by Allah, 86 years of age. After crying for years and years, years and years, he gets a son. Allah says, now leave your wife and your child in Makkah. Not Makkah of today. Makkah of 4,000 years ago. Makkah of 4,000 years ago. He takes his wife and child and leaves them. Hajara. Alayhi as-salam addresses him, ila man takiluna. O Khalil, you are leaving us in this situation. In whose care are you leaving us? Who is going to look after us? Ila man takiluna. He doesn't reply. Order had come not to reply. Then she thinks to herself that after all he's a Nabi. Allahu amaraka bihada. Has Allah ordered you? Has Allah ordered you? He nods yes. Then she says, إِذَنْ لَيُّذَيِّعَنَ اللَّهِ. If it is Allah's order, then Allah will protect us. In other words, Ya Allah, I am happy with your decision. بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرَى. A valley of no vegetation, no crops, no vegetation, no water, no life in any direction. Alone, one woman and a little baby. The bunyad, the foundation of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is being laid. That ummah will leave their homes and leave their families and strive in Allah's path to bring Allah's deen alive. Their foundation is being laid. How that night must have passed. As the blackness descended on Makkah, the sand became black and the stones became black and the mountains became black. Blackness in every direction. One night the electricity goes off in our homes. How parishan our children become. What must have been that night of Ismail alayhi salam, the father of this ummah, from whose progeny Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was to come. What must have been the night of that mother, Hajar. The next day dawns. The sun rises up and with it the heat of the sun till the sand becomes fire and the mountains become fire and the stones become fire and it is burning heat in every direction. Where is she going to place her child? No vegetation, no shade, the sun relentlessly burning down upon them. Their provisions had finished. The child gets weaker and weaker and weaker. Till eventually she lays him down. She can't bear to see her child die in front of her eyes. There's no more strength, no food, no water. She starts running. Not Safa Marwa as we see it today built up. Those were mountains. She runs, climbing up to Safa, looking, knowing there is no one, but still looking, hoping that there's some way. From Safa down, up Marwa, from Marwa back to Safa. If Allah wanted, on the first chakkar, on the first movement, He could have sent Zamzam. But the Ummah is being taught. The foundation of Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being prepared. Once, twice, thrice, four times, five times, six times, seven times. This mother running up and down, up and down, up and down. Till eventually her strength gave up. This Ummah asked today that where is it found? That home should be separated. Read your history. Read the basis of this Ummah. Millat abikum Ibrahim, the millat of your father Ibrahim alayhi salam. Quran says, till eventually no more strength left. Every door had been closed. Every avenue had been blocked up. Now she resigns herself. She can't even look at her baby anymore. Which mother can bear to see her child dying? She turns to Allah, that Ya Allah, I am content and I am ready to accept this decision of yours also. أَنَا عِنْدَ الْمُنْكَسِّرَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ Hadith Qudsi. I am with those whose hearts are broken. When every other avenue has been locked off, when every other door has been closed, when the hope has been shifted from everything and come upon Allah. She looks up and she sees a handsome youngster by her child. She runs, thinking, wondering what had happened. And as she comes to Ismail alayhi salam, she sees Zamzam flowing from his feet. Homes were broken. Families were separated. And the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was prepared. An Ummah where wives would be separated from husbands, children would be separated from their fathers for the sake of the deen of Allah. And when this Ummah was moving, when that Qurbani was being given, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam prepared a Jamaat, prepared a group, whose maqsad, whose goal, whose direction was one. And then on the plains of Mina, فَلْيُبَلِّغْ شَاهِدْ فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبِ فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبِ O my Sahaba, O my Ummah, those who are present today, take my deen to the four corners of the world. If they didn't leave their homes, and they didn't leave their wives, and they didn't leave their children, today we would not have had deen. Understand what it means to be in the Ummah of Khatamun Nabiyeen. Understand the responsibility attached to the Khatm Nubuwwat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That this Ummah, 124,000 Sahaba on the plains of Arafat, tariq, history bears witness, Makkah and Medina put together, you will not find the graves of 14,000 Sahaba. More than 90% of that Jamaat and that group that took deen directly from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam died away from their homes. Sahaba made their graves to the four corners of this earth and Islam was spread. That Qurbani and that sacrifice and the tears of those women and the tears of those children watered the gardens of Hidayat and watered the gardens of Islam. And as long as this Ummah was moving, Allah's help was with this Ummah. Not only Sahaba. Ya Bashir, ama tarda an yakuna Rasulullahi abaka wa Aisha tu ummuk. O Bashir, does it not please you that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be your father and Aisha will be your mother? He says, Raditu Ya Rasulallah, Raditu Ya Rasulallah, I am happy, O Nabi of Allah, I am happy, O Nabi of Allah. And he put them into more qurbani, and more qurbani, and more qurbani. Inna arsalnaka shahidaw wa mubashiraw wa nadira wa da'iyan ilallahi bi'idnihi wa sirajan munira. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were sent as a witness, you were sent as an inviter, you were sent as a warner, you were sent as a giver of glad tidings, wa da'iyan ilallah, and you were sent as an inviter to Allah, as a caller to Allah, and as a shining lantern. Dawat is the maqsad of this ummah. This ummah was sent to call to Allah, to move for the sake of Allah's deen. And as long as Sahaba moved, and as long as this ummah moved, Islam spread, and Allah's help was with this ummah. Not only Sahaba, Tabi'een also. Farooq rahmatullah alayh, and this will terminate. Wife is pregnant. His tashkeel is made to go in the path of Allah. To Turkestan, he comes home, wife is pregnant, and he says, I am going in Allah's path. She says, who is going to look after me? I am expecting, who is going to look after the child? Young, newly married wife. He says, I hand you and my child over to Allah. Allah will look after. I am going for His work. And he goes in the path of Allah. Not like how we go, that I'm going for one chilla. I'll telephone you also and I'll send fax also. And nowadays the cell phone is with me too, so you can contact me anytime. There was no 40 days. He goes in the path of Allah, handing her over to Allah. Young woman, newly married, in the four walls of her home. Can we imagine her loneliness? Can we imagine her seclusion? Can we imagine her hardship? She had the same natural hopes and aspirations and desires that any young woman would have. I will get married to my husband. I will bring up my children in the safe and secure environment of my home. And I will live with a happy family. Eid will come. Occasions of joy will come. Naturally, she had those same hopes any woman has. Yet the husband now is gone in the path of Allah. Not 1 week, not 1 month, not 40 days. 1 year goes, 2 years go, 3 years go, 5 years go. Each time, she receives news that a Jamaat has returned. She would send a message, has Farooq returned? Has Farooq returned? Or is there any news about Farooq? The message would come back that Farooq has not returned. And there is no news of Farooq. We don't know if he's alive or dead. 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Till eventually, her youth had now passed away and had come into a stage of old age now. She had resigned herself. All those natural hopes and aspirations that she entertained were eaten up and swallowed up in her heart till eventually she realized that this is not for me. Whenever she would become desolate, then why did it have to be me? She would turn to Allah and say, Ya Allah, I make your shukr that my home is being broken, but thousands will receive hidayat because of me. 20 years, 25 years, 27 years later, late one night, one solitary horseman on the back of his horse comes slowly into Madina Munawwara. When he left, his back was straight. He was in the height of youth and vigor. Now, 27 years of rigors and hardships have caused his back to become bent. His beard was black when he left. Now that beard has become white. Hesitantly, on the back of his horse, he goes towards the direction of what he perceived was his home. Heart filled with doubts and wasawis. That when I left a young wife. She was expecting, is she alive? Do I even have a family? Was it a girl? Was it a boy? Do I even have a child? Is my home still in the same place? He goes to what he thought is his home and he enters the front yard. Rabia hears a commotion outside. He rushes out. He grabs hold of the lapel and the collar of Farooq. Ya adu wa nafsik, O enemy of yourself. You dare to trespass in the home of a believer in Medina. How did you enter without permission? Farooq says, Oh youngster, I thought it was my home. Outside, he rushes out. He grabs hold of the lapel and the collar of Farooq. Ya adu wa nafsik, O enemy of yourself. You dare to trespass in the home of a believer in Medina. How did you enter without permission? Farooq says, Oh youngster, I thought it was my home. Rabia becomes incensed. How can you think that this is your home? I'm going to take you now to the Qazi. The mother of Rabia, hearing this commotion, she comes down and opens the door. And to her utter consternation and shock, 27 years of separation. 27 years of loneliness, 27 years of not knowing if he's alive or dead, 27 years of waiting again and again and hoping and hoping and hoping only to have those hopes dashed. She shouts, Rabia, that is Farooq, that is your father. Over the years you asked me where is my father and who is my father, there is your father. Rabia falls down onto his knees. To beg the forgiveness of Farooq. Farooq embraces him and embraces his mother. The whole night is spent in giving karguzari. At the first azan, Rabia goes to the masjid. At the second azan, she says, you better hurry, otherwise you'll miss the salah. He goes to the masjid to find that the salah is already over. He makes his salah. Then he proceeds to the roza of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to convey his salam after 27 years of separation. In the meanwhile, he sees a huge majma is formed in a masjid and the dars of hadith is taking place. He goes and sits in the back. His eyesight had become too weak. He could not see who is conducting the dars. He asks someone that who is the ustad, who is the sheikh? Any shagird or student, when asked about his teacher, with natural exuberance, he says, you don't know. Imam of Darul Hijra, sheikh of hadith, Ustad of Malik, Ustad of Sufyan Thawri, that is Rabia. He says, Lam tantasibhu ilayya. You have not mentioned whose son he is. You haven't mentioned his nasab. He says, that is Rabia, the son of Farooq, who went many years ago in the path of Allah. No one knows what has happened to him. When he hears this, he bursts into tears and makes shukr to Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, you have protected and accepted my family for the sake of your deen. Homes were broken like this. Women became widows. Children became orphans. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the mizaj of his ummah, made the zahn of his sahaba, made the goal and the maqsad of his sahaba one goal, one direction, one maqsad. That we have been sent for the deen of Allah. Quran declares there were only two tabaqas, only two groups among sahaba. Min al-mu'mineen rijalun sadaqu ma'ahadullaha alayhi. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. From amongst the mu'mineen, from amongst the believers, they are men. صَدَقُوا مَعَهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. That have fulfilled the covenant with Allah. That have fulfilled the promise with Allah. Digging khandak, digging the trench. Sahaba had stones tied to their bellies. نَحْنُ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مُحَمَّدًا. نَحْنُ الَّذِينَ بَايَعُوا مُحَمَّدًا. Alal Jihadi Ma Baqina Abada. We are that Jamaat and we are that group that have taken the oath of allegiance on the hands of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That as long as there is life in us, we will strive in the path of Allah. As long as there is life in us, we will strive so that Allah's deen must come alive on this earth. Rijal, men, sadaqu ma ahadullah alayhi. They have fulfilled the covenant with Allah. Two groups. Quran does not speak of any third group. Minhum man qada nahba. Some have died in Allah's path. Wa minhum may yantazir. The others are waiting for the opportunity to give their lives in Allah's path. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. And they have not changed. Sahaba moved, Tabi'een moved. When this ummah was moving, Islam was spreading, Salah was coming alive, Zakat was coming alive, Hajj was coming alive, every awamir and order of Allah was coming alive. Darul Uloom, Makatib, Khankas, the gardens of Islam were flourishing. Quran has declared, لا يستويل قاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم. One is the person sitting at home, the other is the one striving in the path of Allah. The two can never be equal. Allah's qasam, the two will never be equal. فضل الله المجاهدين على القاعدين. فضل الله المجاهدين بأموالهم وأنفسهم على القاعدين درجة. Allah has given fazilat, Allah has given distinction, Allah has given honor, Allah has given virtue, Allah has given status to the one striving in the path of Allah over the one sitting at home. Ye ummat ghar rehne ke andar ke liye nahi aaye. This ummat did not come to sit at home. This ummat came to finish itself for the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 100% of mankind must come under 100% the orders of Allah in the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have been sent for this. We have been sent for this. The janazah of deen is coming out of our homes. Sunnahs are being trampled upon. Irtidad. Millions are becoming murtad. And we are still asking the question that where does it come that we have to leave our homes? Where does it come that we were sent for tabligh? Allah's qasam. Tabligh, the tabligh jamaat has not made our responsibility. Like salah is an order of Allah, and like zakat is an order of Allah, and like hajj is an order of Allah. Allah's qasam, dawat and tabligh is an order of Allah. Allah has sent us so that this deen comes alive on this earth. Today deen is dying in front of our eyes, and we are still sitting back. Who sits at home when his shop is burning? Who sits at home when his house is being destroyed? No one sits. The right of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is greater than the right of the wife, greater than the right of the children, greater than the right of our own life. Let us, like Sahaba, move in the path of Allah. Dunya will be made, qabr will be made, akhirat will be made. Don't look left, don't look right, don't look at our circumstances. This is Allah's work. We have been sent for this. Stand up now, my respected brothers. Four months, six months, naqad, cash in the path of Allah. Don't wait for others. Stand up and give our names. Come, my respected brothers.
All the brothers stand up, inshallah.
Stand up and give our names.
We're not going to take any names. All those brothers who are going out cash and more from this ishtima, please stand up, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers.
Come, my respected brothers.
Mashallah. All the brothers, mashallah.
Don't fright for the call of cash.
All should stand up,
we will
inshallah.
Go cash. Allah's cash help will come.
Mashallah. Come, my dear brothers.
Break the idols of shop and job.
Four months, 40 days, 10 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 days,
condition, strive in Allah's path. وَجَاهِدُوا بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. This is better for you. This is better for you if only you knew. No one leave, please, no one leave the gathering. We are humbly appealing. No one leave the gathering.